Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Brian, I had you a little nervous there. You saw my last minute swapping out of the headphones?
Yeah.
Did you not think I was going to get it on my own time?
I don't know. I had faith in you, Marcus.
As always.
Yeah.
Our timing has become
impeccable.
Immaculate based on our radio time is different. Yeah. People don't know. Seconds are valuable. Mm-hmm. Brian, how much time do you need? About 9 seconds.
Okay. I got you covered.
Point being, people. It's not point being already because I haven't made the point.
But your point was that, you know, that we get well together. We've been together for a while and we know each other.
Speaking of been together for a while, people, time is flying by. This mega, mega show that's just growing by the day. I have to take a step back. I have to give a little bit of props for 1 second, people. And bear with me because there's also a bit of a question that has to go with me giving props. Now, when I kind of wet my feet into the radio game a little ways back, you know, with just some interviews. And, you know, I kind of stumbled into, you know, my own show, you know, just, you know, when preparation mixes with opportunity, you get good fortune. Now, my good fortune helped me kind of was magnified or multiplied when a guy who covered me, who is still a mega player in the local media market, our very own local Rick Bozich. Now, first and foremost, shout out to Rick. Rick Bozich did a story on me for WDRB, right? People, I'll just admit this. Like, people knew a lot about my story and knew things. But he was able to give it a face, to paint a wonderful picture. I might have to sign him up to do my autobiography or, you know, whatever the word. Don't hold me to the autobiography term. But you get the point. He did a great job on the story. And you know it's a great job when I'm comfortable with the uncomfortable things about my story. And he made me feel totally comfortable. But anyway, congratulations, because the story Rick Bozich did on me has been nominated for an Emmy. Now, I can't begin to tell you how good that is. Like, I cannot begin to tell you the feeling you get when to find out that someone actually cares about your story and the story was presented in a way that got people involved, that got people emotionally, you know, connected with me. Now we got all the sensitive stuff out of the way with the Rick Bozich article. Now, Brian, I have a question. Rick does this story, right? Now Rick is receiving accolades for the story. Rick is starting to receive acknowledgement for the story, right? And I'm obviously excited for the story, not on my behalf, but on Rick's behalf, right? But at the same time, I was more candid with Rick than I've ever been with anybody in the media, right? You know, I opened up to the emotional side of Marcus. So people, go to Rick Bozich's page, go to WDRB.com if you want to read the article, you want to see the special he done. It's great work. I mean, Emmy nominated, Brian. So fast forward. Of course, I sent my congratulations tweet out to Rick, you know, right? And then I, of course, he did such a great job and made me feel good that I want to take him out for dinner, right? And then I thought about it. Wait a minute. Who should be taking who out for dinner on this one? Because in all fairness, he could have made me look like a demon on a thing. He could have said, Marcus is selfish and he took too long to come back. You know what I'm saying? He could have made it not as smooth and
were you selfish and take too long?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That was a good question. And yes. But you get the point, Brian. Who should be taking who out to dinner? Because he made me look good on that one.
I don't know. I mean,
they did a good job. They gave me good pleasing camera angles. And, you know, they edited out how many times I probably said listen in the interview. They probably went back over the audio and was like, man, this dude just ain't got it. You know, They were probably talking bad about me. You know, all the he didn't throw in the fact that I stunk it up against Creighton. You know, he left all that good stuff out, right?
Well, what if you just kind of compromise and you're like, hey, I think that we both helped each other
Dutch.
Out. Let's go to dinner and I'll pay for me and you pay for you,
oh,
you know?
No. That's a good point, Brian, but we can't do that. One person has to
compromise.
One person has to feel a little more obligated to treat. Because I don't know. I gave him some good stuff.
So is this the part where you both reach for the check and you're like, no,
alligator.
I got it.
Oh.
And you're like, no, I got it. No, I got
I'm
it.
I'm talking about I'm going to go. Listen, he's the mega. He's been doing this for far longer than me. So even then, because he's the OG, it's on the young fella to have to pay, right?
Yeah, here's what
I'm the
I
newcomer
think you do.
To the media game.
Here's what I think you do. They put down the check. You reach like you're going to grab it, but you kind of make sure that you're doing it when he does it too.
When he's watching?
No, when he kind of goes to reach for it, you kind of go to reach for it too, and you're like, no, I got it. You made me look really good, you know, with all your camera angles and your editing, and
yes.
It was all great. And he asked me
questions. He set me up perfectly. I mean, he was alley-oop city.
And then you know he's going to be like, no, it was my pleasure. And then that's when you're like, all right, thanks, man.
You know what? You're right, Rick. It was all me.
You're right.
Yeah. This is my show.
Right?
Right,
Rick. Thanks. Appreciate the meal.
A final answer. This is Rick Bozick now. I mean, this is WDRB. Mega.
I think you got an offer to pay.
I know.
The offer's got to be there.
I know.
And then when he's like, no, and then you're like, okay.
If he paid, I'd probably match it with the tip.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
A
like
good compromise.
Yeah, it's just like, come on, man. You know, yeah. I know. In all
you could do that.
People,
you could offer to pay. Then when he offers back, you say, okay, but I'll cover the tip.
I'll cover the tip, and I'll try to clean up I'll try to clean up any area in between. Because again, I'm so appreciative of him deciding to even put that out there. And again, when I say he Chris Paul'd it, man. He like I said, he threw me all the alley-oop questions to let me share my story. People, you want to go check that out? Like I said, they don't just give away Emmy nominations for silly things, you know. Again, all jokes aside, I really do appreciate it. Moving right along to all jokes being aside, people, I've been throwing around jokes left and right. I've been judging people, and there's three people in particular that I have to apologize to before I start inserting foot in said mouth. Brian Hall, my apologies. Stephen Rummage, my apologies. And I believe Benji the Meter Man is in line for apologies as well. People, everyone knows that I criticize people who miss big time Louisville sports events or weddings. I criticize the person getting married. I criticize the person who allows their friend to get married. I criticize your attendance. I have no shortage of criticism. All this time, I have been setting myself up for one of the biggest letdowns in human history, and I am in danger of losing a friend. Of losing a friend or becoming the biggest hypocrite in all of sports, right? Yeah. Because all this time, I've been judgmental about people deciding to go to their best friend's weddings and missing the sporting events and things like that. It kind of reminded me, you know, you remember Men in Black when Will Smith, Agent J?
Will Smith in what movie?
In Men in Black.
Yeah,
Will Smith is Agent J, and he works with K, yeah. Right? You remember when J found K, you know, spying on his ex-wife because he missed her, right? And Will Smith makes a joke. He says, well, it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
Yeah.
And K turns to Will Smith and says, try it. Right? He was really serious, and that was an emotional moment, right?
Uh-huh.
So I feel like Will Smith, because I've been telling everybody that they should cancel or not go to their best friend's weddings and stuff because they got to go to this, you know, this I almost went Freudian there, because they got to go to the Florida State game and all. I've been that guy. I've been the Will Smith little young punk jerk, right? People, I am on Facebook Live right now. Sometimes I'm on YouTube. Sometimes I'm on Facebook Live. Actually, I wasn't on Facebook Live. But now I'm logging into Facebook Live right now. I don't have time to reset the story, but people, I've been judgmental on everybody for exactly what I'm about to apologize for at this moment. People, one of my best friends, one of those guys that I starved with, and I'm not talking about the real star, I'm talking about the college starving. Like, yeah, we're going to have our meal card money tomorrow evening, but I'm going to be starving until tomorrow evening. Like, I'm talking about oatmeal pies and a 99-cent cheeseburger McDonald's, and hopefully some I know a female that cooks, and she's on the second floor, and maybe she got some leftovers. Like, scrounging, right?
Sounds like a good friend to have.
Yes, this
that second floor lady that cooks.
Oh, are you talking about the second floor lady? I'm talking about the friend who we relied on each other. Hey, man, you know anybody that's cooking anything? Because I don't know anybody that's cooking anything. And right. I'm going to be starving. We don't get our meal cards till 6 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm dying.
Sounds like we're going to dinner.
So, listen, this friend of mine, I've known him since, like I said, my first year of college. We were in Stevenson Hall together, and we, you know, we were together, right? So here's the problem. That best friend, his name is James Dawson.
All right.
I know people didn't expect me to say his name. James Dawson. I'm talking to you.
I called my friend out too.
And I'm talking to everybody else right now. I want you to know the story of James Dawson. Now, James Dawson, he was on the football team. You know, it didn't quite go as well as he wanted to. You know, he's tough, kind of in and out of the situation. James Dawson from Springfield, right, has decided to ruin my life by deciding that it's finally time for him to get married. Congratulations to he and Leah. Congratulations. Now, James, the fact that you decided to get married was not the problem. People, here is my invitation. It's on Facebook Live. Let me get closer to the camera just so you can see what's wrong with this invitation.
Because you need to look very closely.
Yes.
To that.
It might be backwards. So I don't, you know, if you have to, no, it's not backwards. You can see that date. People, do you see that date?
Does anybody know what's going on September
16th? Do you see the date on this invitation? What a beautiful couple, by the way. This is a beautiful invitation. This is a beautiful couple. You know, dude, I love both of y'all. I am going to kill Leah Thurman and James Dawson because they're trying to ruin my life. September 16th.
Do you know anything going on that date?
But here's the problem. They decided to get married on September 16th. Brian, guess where they decided to get married on September 16th?
I bet it starts with an L. It's in Kentucky, but it's not the city we're in.
Lexington, Kentucky is going to be the host of your matrimony when my university has its chance to have a rematch with the national champion Clemson Tigers in Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. I cannot believe you would ruin my life like this, James.
Your cards are going to be playing the defending champs, and you're going to be just off Kentucky's campus.
Listen, I'm going to have people. I want to hold it right side up. I'm going to have this man on the show, right? Because this is going to get even more complicated here, right? This guy left Louisville, went out west to pursue his dreams, right?
Yeah.
This guy, as a athletic trainer, a physical trainer, he went from being a regular personal trainer, right, to training deathly ill people. Oh, we're talking about cancer patients, HIV patients, like people who physically, you know.
Rehab.
Not just rehab. People who are thinking about suicide. People who had no reason to live, or who didn't feel like they have reason to live. Like this man right here.
He's mentally strong.
He found a purpose that goes so far beyond what we do regularly, right? This guy's going to come on this show, and he's going to have a story that you're going to want to replay and you're going to want to share with other people. His name is James Dawson. Like I said, it's that's what makes this harder, right? This is one of those human beings that you owe something like the Clemson game to.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, You built this up like we should tear him down, and then you end with that great feel good story, and it's like, do I really need to tear down this guy?
No, because I need to.
He's probably up right now. He's in California. It's probably like 7:30. He's probably getting ready to go to work right now, having breakfast with his wife or soon to be wife.
Right. Fiance.
That's what they call those.
But the problem is, what are we going to do? Like, this is the human you cannot say no to. If you like, I got friends that are going
to
get married, right?
Yeah, and you owe it to them.
And I will tell each one of these friends, if you scheduled your wedding on the day I play Clemson, the day I play Clemson, me, now I don't care about Lamar or Bobby or anybody. This is my football game. Yeah. If you schedule a wedding on my football game, then you don't love me. You purposely did this to spite me, James, Leah, and Leah. You let him do it. I talked him into proposing to you. No, that's a lie. But you get the point. You owe it to me to change the date.
Don't ruin his wedding right now. You just said you talked him into.
I don't. That's why I said I'm just kidding. But you get the point. Like, this is.
Marcus, I feel for you.
I just lost Clemson.
I feel for you because I was in the same shoes last year, and I lost the Clemson game, and I watched the Clemson game from a wedding reception tent Oxmoor Farm on a big screen TV.
I don't know, Brian. I don't know. Hey, people, 8150-939 is the number. Facebook, I mean, listen, now Steve Rummage is chiming in. People, pardon
Steve
me one
Hummage?
Second.
What does Steve Hummage
Steve
got
Steve Rummage is – See what I'm saying? Now Steve has his situation behind him, right?
Yeah.
He has the Florida State game from last year, yeah, which was the most important game in Louisville history, and that he chose to go to the wedding over, right?
Yeah.
Now he's being an unsympathetic guy. Like, hey, you know, who cares? You're not friends anymore, Marcus. Tell James you can't make his wedding. That's what Steve Rummage is being, and that's exactly how he sounds right now. I can hear him through Facebook Live. But people, this is my guy. What do I do?
Gotta go.
Oh, man.
Gotta go.
I mean, okay.
I did it last year. Gotta toughen up. Be a man. Go.
I mean.
It's your boy. You just told us how great of a guy he is.
Can I just add something to the gift or something?
You know what I think?
I can buy my way out of this.
You know what I think you do?
I can buy my way out of this.
I think you go to the Louisville game. You slip out right after it's done. You drive down to Lexington. You show up at the reception. And you're like, man, that wedding was really beautiful.
So you're just talking about turning to a scam artist.
Basically, I'm saying go to the Louisville football game and then go to the wedding reception.
And see, that's one option. One option is to just... It's just the reception. And dude, you're putting my career in jeopardy with your decision to get married on this day. You're physically costing me my career, right? So I can do that. I can go and I can spend the rest of my life and our physical life reminding him about how much he owes me now, right? I can just go to the reception. Right.
That's the best of both worlds, because no offense, then you don't have to sit through the ceremony.
I know.
Basically, you get to go watch Louisville defeat the defending champs and then celebrate with your best friends at his wedding reception.
I mean, I know you and I and Steve and the listeners, we have a relationship, and sometimes there's touchy subjects that. You know, I like being on the radio, but sometimes I just have to say these things, and I guess I put my career in jeopardy. But there's a certain cliche that, like, churches that are mostly attended by African Americans that historically, let's say they're known to last a little longer than services that are attended by fewer African Americans. Just the history of saying church services in the African American community have a reputation for going a long time, right?
Okay.
Now, weddings can go squarely in that category of traditional. I don't know if this is going to be a traditional wedding, but I'm telling you, man.
Well, here
churches and weddings in the African American community.
Big deal.
They last forever.
Really?
They are so.
That's completely different, you know, because when we have a wedding and we don't do the full ceremony, we just do the wedding. Like you're not having a full mass. You're just doing the ceremony.
Right.
Then we get out in 30 minutes less or less, 20 to 30 minutes.
See, I know, Brian. I know. I've had the pleasure. Listen, I'm a military brat, people. So, listen, I've had all environments and all types of weddings. And by far, the weddings that had a majority of African-American population, they last so long. And if James is going to do that to me, I'm going to be extra mad.
Well, you know what? He's going to be so nervous, he's not even going to look in the crowd and see that you're missing.
Oh, no.
He's looking just for you?
No. He's going to know. He don't have to look for me. I'm going to sit front and center. I might be right beside the preacher. I'm going to get my money's worth. If I'm missing the Clemson game, I'm going to either be the ring bearer or I'm going to be the preacher's assistant or I'm going to pass the vows or I'm going to be the DJ of the after party. I'm going to be involved in this thing.
See, here's the thing, though, with the wedding. You decide to go to the wedding. I don't know. If you decide not to go to the wedding, you can buy yourself 2 to 3 hours because there's the time of the ceremony. Then you have pictures afterwards. And then they have the ride to the reception.
Doesn't work.
You know, they don't show up at the reception until at least 2 hours after the wedding.
It doesn't work like that, man. I got to be a part of the wedding. Again, I don't want to not stress how great of a human being this man is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. His best friend that I didn't know only through him is now one of my best friends. Like, he connected me to one of my newer best friends, right? So, I mean, it's just, I got to go, and I got to suffer through all of this great
ceremonial stuff. So, I got another twist for you. So, we know.
And I can't buy my way. I can't buy my way out of this with the gift?
No. Presence is better than gifts.
No. Presence.
Presence is better than presence.
Words to live by. Your presence is better than your presence.
Yeah.
I don't know, Brian.
Well, here's the thing.
I can dig deeper in my pockets for this one.
So we know that the game's already at 3:30. Now, we don't know the time of the wedding. Here's another option. What if he comes out with the noon wedding and you go to the wedding and you skip out on the reception and drive back to Louisville to go to the game?
I don't even know if that's fair.
Then you're actually there for the ceremony.
I don't know if that's legal
either.
And you say,
hey, congratulations, man. You maybe have a beer with him in the parking lot. Never mind. You got to drive. Forget the beer in the parking lot.
I'm glad you said it. Drive sober or get pulled over, Brian.
Yeah, but then anyways, after you don't have the beer in the parking lot, drive home and watch the Louisville football game. Then you can have plenty of beers.
I'm going to need a police escort to get me.
But the best part about a wedding is the reception, so you're missing the best part.
Man, I need some help. Kevin, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maben. What's on your mind? Kevin, you there?
Yeah, man.
Fire away.
You got to support your boy, man.
Oh.
But at the same time, man, if he went to Louisville with you, man, you know, he should know that this is one of the biggest games that there is, and y'all got to come to some kind of compromise.
Oh, man.
Put a big screen up in the reception or something, have the game on, you know, do the wedding early, something.
I know. Listen, Kevin, I appreciate the call. People, personally, James Dawson, again, I'm gonna make sure I put his face on camera right now. It's on Facebook Live. Beautiful, beautiful people, beautiful couple, September 16th. Knuckles a little ashy on camera. Don't worry about that. I'm paying attention. Point being, I can't believe you did that to me, James. I cannot believe you scheduled the day of Clemson. And he played football here. Who would do something like that other than a guy trying to ruin my life?
I know, right?
People, tweet me, maybe 939, to Brian Hall, ESPN, or Facebook Live. Midday Marksman. Got to take a quick commercial break. Reset the last subject. Oh, my goodness. People are moving couches. Not burning couches, but moving couches. And I'm going to explain. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150, 939, and the number on 939 DeVille.
to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We are rolling right along. I just took one of my best friends of town, James Dawson, again. I made this show about you. I gave you a hard time, James. Congratulations again. Of course, we're going to have to talk about this situation. I'm going to try to buy my way out of James Dawson's wedding. I'm telling you, if I ask him, is there any way I can buy my way out of your wedding? He might just say yes. He might just say,
I don't know, man. He lives in California. He probably got all the luxury and riches he needs.
Let's just think about this. And I'm going to move on.
Judging by the way he looks in that picture, he looks fly.
No, he's fly. He's fine. He's going to do a thing. I'm going to try to buy my way out of this wedding. I'm going to think about this. If wherever he's going for his honeymoon, right? We're talking about, let's just say I covered the meals. How much would it cost me to cover the meals on his honeymoon?
Quite a bit.
Roughly.
I would think. Roughly. If I had to take a guess, there for a week, I'd say almost $1,000. I mean, if you're eating classy, because, I mean, it's your honeymoon. You go right. Big or go home.
I can cover his lunches for the whole break. I got to do something. I got to either buy my way out of his wedding, or I got to separate it into ceremonies, the wedding ceremony or the reception. I don't even know how he got it set up. But point being, that's going to be a problem. Point being, I've been making fun of Steve Rummage. I've been making fun of Brian Hall. I've been making fun of Benjamin Miniman. Everyone who chose to do something else outside of go to the Florida State game or the Louisville Kentucky game or whatever because of these darn weddings. So, people, speaking of relationships, that's good relationships. Our relationship with our boys across the street, 502 Cafe. I have to open up with the specialist. Chris Williams just sent me a message letting me know what today's specials are. And I feel so guilty because I don't know them by heart. Buy him a little bit of time. There you go. People, Pig Roast is this Sunday from 3 to 9, $14.99, all-you-can-eat buffet. Repeat, rinse, recycle, $14.99, all-you-can-eat buffet. Bouncy house for the kids, dog-friendly environment, live music. Watch the sold-out U of L UK games, maybe on Sunday. Because if they handle their business on Friday and Saturday, you can just go have a ball at 502 Cafe just because. You can celebrate at 502 Cafe the one-year anniversary. You can celebrate Louisville on its way to the College World Series. You can celebrate an all-you-can-eat buffet that's only $14.99. A good meal at your wherever at a fast food place costs $14.99. And it's definitely not all-you-can-eat like you can get at 502 Cafe. And it definitely doesn't have a bouncy house for the kids. It's definitely not a dog-friendly environment. Everything you need. They're trying to give back to the community with this all you can eat. There, it's a thank you to the people who've kept this place open. Yes, I'm taking a bow because I'm a part of that partnership. 502 Cafe, 75 cent jumbo wings. 75%, that would be funny. 75 cent jumbo wings, $2.50 beers. And they're big and they're delicious and they're cold. It's going to be a beautiful weekend as well. Let's make sure we add that.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing after the show. I'm going to 502 Cafe to spend time with our man from Larry from Orlando.
See what I'm saying?
See, that's us. The listeners come in town and they want to reach out to us. So
right.
I'm going to go to lunch with Larry, and then he's going to come over and he's going to watch a little bit of y'all's afternoon show.
And see, that's another problem, too. Like, Larry from Orlando decides to come in right now in between the lunch break. Does he know that I got to go home? I mean, I got to come back here and do a 3 to 6 show. Actually, 3:30 to 6.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of Marcus time there.
I
come on, people. I gotta go reset. I'm in a booth all day. I will be joining Steve Rummage and Luke Hancock this afternoon. If anybody heard last time we were in the booth together, or if you didn't hear, ask somebody about it. You put us three in the booth, and the game's getting changed, right?
Yeah.
It's
Go ahead. Well, I wanted to pull out a stat that our man Steve posted. He said there will be a combined, I think he meant 12,000, but he put 2,390 points scored between three of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, all times a trio of big time scorers.
2,390 points score between the three of us.
We'll be in the booth from 3 to 6. That is going to be a blast. Yeah. Steve, don't spill water. I'm saying spilling air quotes. Don't be pouring water on Luke Hancock just because he dresses better than you.
Yeah, come on, man. How funny would it be? You want to challenge Steve to come in dressed up?
No, I guarantee Steve Rummage comes in stepped up. Because, I can see it on his face. He was joking. He felt totally outdressed and
if he's listening right now, I bet he comes in dressed up. If he's not listening, this will be the factor if he's actually listening to us. If he's not listening to us, he'll come in his shorts and t-shirt with his backwards
no
hat.
No way. Not today. He felt too good. We got the suits in town. We got Luke in town. Of course, Steve's going to be on his A game. Roger Berkman will be on tomorrow, people. You'll enjoy that interview. We might recap. We might force him to recap that half-court shot that beat the Cards, because everybody recaps terrible moments here on Midday with Marcus Maven. Everybody's comfortable doing it. Again, people, little quick footnote. Our boy, Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Spider Mitchell on Twitter. Seems someone's not happy that they can't watch UK lose. That's a tweet out of Donovan Mitchell. People, Donovan Mitchell tweeted out. Well, let me see where the time is. I don't know where the time is, but that was funny. Seems like someone's not happy they can't watch UK lose. And it's the laughing emoji with the laughing crying emoji. Okay. Now, people, what makes that so funny is there was a complaint from a guy that says it's not right that Louisville was able to sell super regional tickets before the matchup was set. Tickets sold out 8 hours after UK beat North Carolina State. You know what happens when Louisville thinks they have a chance, which is always? Louisville buys ahead of time. If you didn't go buy your tickets before, if you thought you had an opportunity to go play Louisville in a super regional and the only team that was in your way was North Carolina State, can you imagine if North Carolina State was in front of a Louisville fan to advance to the next? For tickets, Brian, could you imagine a Louisville fan waiting to see what happens with North Carolina State? Right? You kidding me? That's why I love being a Louisville guy, people. If North Carolina State was the only team standing in between you and greatness, how much do I got to charge for greatness? I'd rather pay my money, buy my tickets ahead of time, and sell them later, then wait to see if we beat North Carolina State. That's the separation here. That's why I say let me be great. And speaking of being great, we got Robbie Valentine. That's a arrogant transition. The great Robbie Valentine, the ticket extraordinaire. Look, y'all hear me trying to gas him up a little bit, because I will be wanting tickets very, very soon. Robbie Valentine, thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's going on, my man?
Hey, I got camp going on. I got the great Tony Branch out there speaking to the kids right now.
As we speak, Tony Branch is addressing the kids.
Yes.
No. I kind of lost track of dates and times, but I had to get you on there to kind of just refresh the camp and talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we have a great week. We're having a great week this week. We got about 90 kids, and of course, we have about 45 kids that we sponsor. To be able to come into my camp that live in a downtown area, partner with Metro Parks. We actually transport them in and And it's been a great week, and you know, for the young people, and you know, having some deep conversations about academics and school and basketball and all the things you need to do during the summer. And you know, just one cap that I like to talk about before I get to next week's camp. But
right,
I got a young lady here from Tennessee, Memphis, and just talking to her on Monday afternoon and during camp, and she's so happy to be here. And she said, "Can you please talk to my grandma and let me stay here another 2 weeks for camp because I'm having such a good time." And she said, "Mr. Valentine, you know, I lost my mom and my sister last year in a car accident. Not last year, just in the May. She lost her mom and her sister."
Wow.
And she's 11 years old. And I watch how she's engaging and meeting new friends. And now this morning she walks in and she says, "I think I want to live in Louisville. The people here are really nice." And that's what camp's all about, man, is bringing these kids together, and they get to meet each other and have a good time. But also, you work them with their skills and just get the basketball skills freshened up. But they get to talk to each other and meet people. And these are some of your best friends as you grow older,
right?
People you met at camp. And so that's what camp's all about. And we got next week, we go again Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. It's an all-day camp.
Right.
Lunch is always at noon. And so it's just been a great day. And if people are interested, they can register to go to KFCYoungCenter.com. They can register, or they can come and register between 8 and 9 on Monday, ends on Thursday. It's a great week, and we really enjoy it. This is what fun is all about, is just be able to teach kids.
Right. Now, Robbie, I always make the – I think I want to patent this quote, but all these moments are always, like, to me, the battle – for the hearts and minds of the young kids, all these UK U of L rivalries, the camps that are going on campus right now, like you can see generations and generations of sports fans, not just Louisville fans, but sports fans getting involved in your camp, like, you know, camps like yours right now.
Right. And, you know, I will say this, of the 90 kids I have here, 45 of the kids' parents have gone through my camp. So
really?
Yes. Yes, and that's what's really awesome about it. So when you get that many kids and the parents that come in, these are the same people that gone through my camp when they were, you know, because I've been doing it 32 years, so I've been doing camp a long time. And so you get a lot of these young people that repeat, and the parents, they laugh because the same thing replies to them. Shirt tails in, shorts up, shoes tied. Tony Branch is talking to the kids about these things right now. The importance of just, you know, just having that structured life and being able to be successful, not just on the basketball floor, but also in the classroom. And you got to mix them both, man. I don't want anybody to come to my camp and it's just about basketball.
Right.
You know, my thing is, if I can spend, you know, 20% talking about basketball and 80% talking about life,
right,
the kids are going to be great. They're going to be great athletes. They're going to be extremely great students. And that's what we're supposed to be teaching and promoting and that's what I love about it, bringing in kids that can't afford to come to camp. And then you have kids that can't afford, and guess what? They leave the camp, and they're some of the best friends in the world. The kids don't know that I sponsor these other kids.
Right.
They don't have any idea.
Right. So you don't separate any kids and their feelings. That's great. That's wonderful.
We don't. And when they go eat lunch and bowl at the arena, and they sit where they want to sit, you know, they have a good time, and we watch them talk, and we watch them grow with one another. And that's the way life should be about, man. And you know what? I really believe this in my heart. If society was done like the camp is done, it's so much smoother for everybody to live, because it's all about working together as a team and being successful. And that's what I want these kids to be on the basketball floor. Yeah, you're going to be successful. But you're not going to be successful in life if you're not doing it in the classroom. And that's what you have to teach, man. You got to mix them both together the whole time they're here. And
right.
And the structure starts with just the basics, and that's what we do at the clinic, and I'm enjoying it. We get, you know, Milt Wagner speaking tomorrow. The kids get a tour of the Yum Center today, which they're so excited about. I got a few parents coming back because they want a tour as well.
Right.
And so it means a lot, but having Milt Wagner come tomorrow, the kids are excited about it because he's got a 12-year-old grandson that's averaging 36 points a game. And he's one of the top 12-year-old basketball players in the country. So Milt gets to talk about him tomorrow. And the kids are excited about it because most of my kids are that age. And,
right.
And so, hey, this is what it's all about, man. Having the first 2 weeks of June are two of my favorite weeks, man, because I get to teach.
Definitely. Listen, I appreciate the passion, man. I always appreciate your time. Maybe we can steal you for a couple of minutes next week as well. Again, drive traffic to KFCYumCenter.com. Is that the registration for next week's camp if they didn't make it in for this one?
Yes, correct.
KFCYumCenter.com, the Robbie Valentine Summer Camp. Robbie, as always, man, I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to talking to you soon, my man.
Okay, you and Brian, thank you as well.
Definitely. That was Robbie Valentine of 32 years. Half of the students in his camp right now were attended by their parents. That is what I'm talking about. That is the tie with the city. That's why Bryson Tiller is putting up courts at Wyandotte that we talked about, that we demand. You notice how we went on our rant about appreciation, how that should be appreciated? Now, all of a sudden, everybody's laying claim to the story.
Yeah.
Right?
It happens.
It happens.
Being first.
It happens. You know, we'll just take that as a compliment.
If you're
as
not
always,
first, you're last.
People, stick around this afternoon. The Drive Time, Steve Rummage, Luke Hancock, Marcus Maven. We will have a ball again. Appreciation. Shout out to 502 Cafe. Shout out to Derwin Webb of the Web Firm. Maven 939 TV on YouTube.com. Subscribe to that Facebook Live. We're having a ball. Always, always. Chance Poor. UK signed a kicker named Poor Chance. They were Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is always the number on 939. The Ville.